It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Colorado hospital system is offering a cash bonus for every employee who gets the COVID-19 vaccine. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Centura Health announced it will give employees at all of its 17 hospitals a $500 bonus for getting the COVID-19 vaccine. CEO Peter Banco says it's the system's way of encouraging everyone to get it and to thank those who already have.
So we've seen other health systems starting in May mandating the vaccine. We're trying our best to stay away from a mandate. From all the data we've seen, mandates only increase hesitancy.
Banco says about 70% of the system's 20,000 employees are vaccinated, and he'd like to see that number up above 90%. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
U.S. Representative Jason Crow's bill to help Afghan allies get a special immigrant visa gets a vote today. It centers around a medical exam that's required before arrival in the U.S. The bill would push back that deadline to 30 days after arrival in order to get the visa. It's a small step, but one that Crow says could help reduce the backlog facing interpreters and others who worked for the U.S. military in Afghanistan.
We cannot allow a slow bureaucracy to cost the lives of Afghans who served alongside our men and women.
Afghanistan has only one facility that does the required exams. Crow says he hopes more is done to expedite visas before the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Public colleges and universities in Colorado must now offer in-state tuition to many Native students from out of state. That's required under a new state law. It applies to members of American Indian tribes with historical ties to Colorado. Lawmakers who supported the bill say it acknowledges the state's forced removal of many Native nations and the lasting harm that it's had. At the bill signing Monday, Governor Polis signed another bill that bans public schools from having American Indians as mascots starting next summer. Denver Broncos wide receiver Demaryius Thomas is retiring from the NFL. He made that announcement Monday. Thomas spent 9 seasons in Denver before playing 1 year with the New York Jets. Thomas is 33, the Broncos' second all-time leading receiver, and he won a Super Bowl with the Broncos. He'll be honored during the Broncos' home season opener in September. This is CPR News.